This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Happy to have you in here on the fifth day of January of 2026. It's good to be back. Lots to discuss this morning. Kim Sainage in studio here with me, along with Ethan Bright and Sue Thomas, helping us out with traffic as usual. And we're watching, they're replaying the video of Maduro and his wife being walked from the helicopter to an armored vehicle to be taken to court this morning. And this is interesting. Kim, back in the day, reporters lived for the walk shot. That's what we called it. We got to go get the walk shot.
The perp walk.
The perp walk. And the back in the day, the when there wasn't as much animosity between police and the media, sometimes they'd tip you off. Hey, at 10 o'clock, we're going to have the perp walk. They'd even call you and tell you, we're going to walk this guy from the van into the courthouse, or from, he's going to pull up in front of the police station, we're going to walk him in so you can get a picture of it. And we lived for that.
Oh, yeah.
And then they built all these new courthouses and police stations with sally ports, and they now pull them inside, and they don't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that they flew Maduro in on a helicopter, landed him at the end of a long dock, and then had to walk him probably 100 yards, it looked like, maybe it wasn't that far, to the waiting vehicle, all just adds to the drama of this. There's no way they do that with every suspect who's in that jail and then has to go for a court appearance. They bring him in by helicopter.
That was a victory perp walk right
Absolutely.
There. That was very intentional. And they do this with a lot of those high-profile cases, like Luigi Mangione, remember? They've done that where there's a lot of public interest, and they'll make sure that we get that shot of them, in this case, wearing giant brown suits.
Will is saying on Facebook that all that changed after Oswald and Ruby. Well, Will, I don't know how old you think I am, but those two guys who got perp walked and shot happened long before I was in the business. When I was in the news business in the 80s and 90s and 2000s, they were still doing that until they all started having sally ports in the courtrooms, and they don't do the perp walks. Sometimes at federal court down here, if somebody's been out on bond, you can get a shot of them walking into the courtroom. But for the large, for the most part, when police do arrests these days, you never get to see those perp walks anymore. That was interesting. Anyway, glad you're back with us. Of course, we're covering a lot of different stuff here today. Coming up this hour, we got our buddy Dan Buck is back with us with his Buck Stops Here segment at about 7:35. We're going to give away some Rascal Flatts tickets this hour. Now, that's coming up January 17th over at Enterprise Center. Thanks to our friends from Live Nation. So we got two tickets to give away every day this week. We're going to do it later this hour. In the next hour, we're going to get an update from Tanya J. Powers in New York on the Maduro appearance in a courtroom. So he's on his way there now. I don't know what time his official appearance is, but we're going to get to Tanya on that coming up in the next hour. Right now, let's get to our top stories. Ethan, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Here's what's interesting. One of the things that Trump was saying is they're poisoning our kids and that 100,000 people are dying every year from drug overdoses. We have to put a stop to this. From the time Trump's been in office, deaths by overdose have dropped off a cliff.
Gee, I wonder why. That's Joe Rogan, the podcaster, showing the statistic of drug overdoses, just drug overdoses in this country, not deaths by accidental deaths by fentanyl or whatever else. Drug overdoses have dropped off a cliff in the 12 months since Donald Trump's been in office now.
I think there are very few Americans right now who have any idea why the United States did this. If this was about drug trafficking, then why did President Trump just pardon the former president of Honduras, who was convicted of sending hundreds of tons of drugs into the United States?
Wah, wah, wah. That is of course, Rachel Maddow, who would never in her wildest imagination, the girl that cried when Donald Trump got elected the first time and cried when he got reelected, she would never have a good thing to say about him. Well, now she's got to somehow suggest that what the United States just did is the worst thing ever in the world.
Mr. President, why is running a country in South America America first?
Well, I think it is because we want to surround ourselves with good neighbors. We want to surround ourselves with stability. We want to surround ourselves with energy. We have tremendous energy in that country. It's very important that we protect it.
Heard of the Monroe Doctrine? This weekend, the Truth Social doubt that this is the Donroe Doctrine, that we're going to start taking care of things on our own hemisphere, as we should have been doing for years now, as China and Russia have taken full advantage of our unwillingness to do it under previous presidents.
We will draw this city closer together. We will replace the frigidity of rugged individualism with the warmth of collectivism.
You better start sending any warm clothes you have to any friends you have that live in New York City. That is Zohran Mamdani. The Zohan is planning to destroy that city the same way that Maduro did with Venezuela. Look what between Hugo Chavez and Maduro, they destroyed that country. Now, it did take them about 20 years. Now, they destroyed it sooner than that because it's been a crap hole for 5 or 10 years now. But they nationalized all the oil companies. They started putting that profit in their pockets. They started dealing with bad actors like China and Russia and other people around the world, Cuba. And they single-handedly destroyed that country in the name of collectivism. That's what they called it, collectivism. And now they're about to do the same thing to New York City. Think I'm exaggerating that? Let me introduce you to someone. This is the lady who her name is, I assume it's pronounced Sia. It's C-E-A. How would you pronounce that, Kim?
Yeah, Sia.
Like acai? Like I always mispronounce that word, A-C-A-I?
Acai?
Whatever it is. I always mispronounce it. They make tea out of it, whatever it is. This is Sia. Her name is Sia Weaver. She is Mamdani's tenant advisor. As in, I have a tenant living in my apartment. She is his tenant advisor. Listen to the warning she put out for people in New York City, particularly you rich, disgusting white people who happen to live in New York City. Here it comes.
I think the reality is that for centuries, we've really treated property as an individualized good and not a collective good. And we are going to transitioning to treating it as a collective good and towards a model of shared equity will require that we think about it differently. And it will mean that families, especially white families, but some POC families who are homeowners as well, are going to have a different relationship to property than the one that we currently have.
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, that's what we all want, right? Is shared equity, right, for our investments. What a joke. And especially to call out the white people.
Oh,
like, how can you get away with something like that and not be... Well, I know why you can, because the left, they're the ones who call us racist, right? If it's anything that would put whites on a level playing field with everybody else, because now, they feel like we have a leg up.
If you live in New York City right now, maybe you're tied there because of your salary. You got a really good paying job and you just don't want to leave. You're about to take it in the shorts. They're just telling you in advance. They want to socialize your property. They want to take away your rights as an owner. And it's inordinately going to affect white people. It'll affect some people of color, POC, she calls them, but largely the white people are about to take it in the shorts in New York City. This is the warm embrace of collectivism, in case you're wondering what that looks like. Now, I would recommend either a 30-30 or a 30-06 when you go hunting in Central Park or the New York Zoo, because eventually you might have to go there to find food in New York. It could get that bad. That's what they've done in Venezuela, just so you know. All right, coming up, we will give away some Rascal Flatts tickets. We got Dan Buck at the bottom of the hour, and then we'll get to Kim on a whim about 7:45. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, Rascal Flatts coming to the Enterprise Center later this month, January 17th. And we're going to give away a pair of tickets right now. Every day this week we'll be doing that. All you have to do is listen into the show. The prize provided by Live Nation, by the way. Our friends at Live Nation are getting Rascal Flatts on stage. So be sure you have an email address. That's what we need if you're going to win these tickets, and then we can get you set up. Now, I don't know about you, Ethan. I'm thinking in honor of the year 2026, should that be the number caller we picked this morning?
Good Lord, no.
Good Lord, no. That's way too long. how about caller number 12? Is that okay? Caller number 12 to 314-241-9797, and you're going to get a pair of tickets to see Rascal Flatts on the 17th, and best of luck to you. We do appreciate that. By the way, just so you know, that number, 314-241-9797, it doubles as the text line. So after you have either won or not won a pair of Rascal Flatts tickets, you can tell us your thoughts either on Rascal Flatts or the new Sydney Sweeney movie or the Maduro case. We'll take your comments at 314-241-9797. Keep it pithy, as Bill O'Reilly used to say. Keep it pithy. Speaking of O'Reilly, this guy seems to have some insight on how this whole thing went down with Maduro. And I thought it was interesting because it was clearly a major operation. Hundreds of people were involved. The military, they were flying jets for cover. The National Guard troops were involved at some point. The DEA was involved. Lots of moving parts. But they were waiting for the perfect time to do it. There are reports out there that they were negotiating with some members of the government, not Maduro, to pull this off. I don't know if that's true or not. I know that no Americans got killed in doing it. They bombed a few military bases. No civilians got injured when they did it. It's pretty amazing how they did it. But Bill O'Reilly had an interesting take on how this all came together nearly a month ago. Go to cut one, please.
Hey, the CIA and the Trump administration, the Justice Department and the State Department together decided maybe a month ago that Maduro was out. He was going. They gave him a lifeline. He said, look, you can go to Cuba, Paraguay. And Maduro said no. And the sticking point was Maduro wanted to take $200 million with him to deposit anywhere he wanted. Now, that's a nice salary for a Venezuelan presidente. $200 million? Was that an hourly wage? So the CIA pinpointed where Maduro was, that the army would not help him. His own army didn't help him. His own police force didn't help him. Okay? Nobody helped him.
Yeah. Which would strengthen the argument that there was some negotiation in advance with at least some members in the Maduro government, right? Because my understanding is he was hiding on a military structure, like in a military base, and they were able to fly helicopters in. They took a little bit of gunfire, returned fire, eliminated the threat. The aircraft wasn't injured. Nobody was hurt. They snatched the guy in the middle of the night, and they fly him to an aircraft carrier. It was seamless. So I think there's more about this story that's going to come out. Here's all you need to know. So I'm going in the break there at the top of the hour at 7. I'm watching the CBS morning show. Happened to be on my TV in there. The CBS Morning News with Gayle King. And they've got a reporter out in front of the courthouse up there. Now, we're going to check in with Tanya J. Powers about 8:20. The interesting thing about this is the question for the media is it legal? How will these charges stand up in a New York courtroom? And my question to them would be, how is this any different than Manuel Noriega in 1990? That was a long time ago. Think about that. 30 some years ago. I mean, it was a long time ago. But we went into Panama, and in 1989, under George H.W. Bush, with the military, found Manuel Noriega and brought him to justice in the United States. And he went to jail despite a drawn-out legal battle, and he died in jail in 2017, still in jail because of being snatched up by the United States and put in prison. Noriega was indicted by U.S. prosecutors. Maduro was indicted by U.S. prosecutors on drug trafficking charges. So for all of the people that are poo-pooing this and questioning how is it possible, he's going to just get really good attorneys and they're going to finagle their way out of this? Well, anything can happen. And George H.W. Bush at the time did not face the political headwinds of a biased judiciary like Donald Trump has. Let's face it, things were different back then. This was pre-Harry Reid lifting the requirement that you had to have 60 votes to put judges in. So courts have been packed with judges to the left and judges to the right. A lot of the ones in New York City are way to the left in that particular federal court system. And apparently a Clinton-appointed judge who's ruled against Trump in the past has been appointed in the Maduro case. So could weird things happen? Maybe. Do you really think Nicolas Maduro and his wife are ever going to see the light of day again? Maybe only during their perp walks. But they're not going to get out of jail and go back to Venezuela or in exile or anything like that. So that's my take on the whole thing. We will get a report from New York coming up in the next hour. All right. Bottom of the hour here. When we come back, our friend Dan Buck is in with the Buck Stops Here. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It was reckless. It was dangerous. And looking at the president's demeanor, he didn't even seem to be aware of how dangerous and reckless it is. Let me be clear. Maduro is an illegitimate dictator, but launching military action without congressional authorization, without a credible plan for what comes next, is reckless.
The buck stops here.
We got Dan Buck on the line this morning. Dan, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. Still battling that darn cold. But yeah, other than that, the New Year's off to a roaring start. How are you guys?
It's off to a blast, wouldn't you say, based on what I saw in Venezuela? We're doing fine.
Dude, there are so many angles in this Venezuela story that we could go after. I could spend 20 minutes of the Buck Stops here covering, you know, about half the potential story angles. I mean, it's so amazing. I mean, I don't think people are going to fully appreciate this for years, if not maybe even decades. But this is a stake in the ground. I heard somebody call it the Don Roe document. We're going back. It's not the Monroe anymore. It's the Don Roe. And I just think it sends a clear message to any dictator in the world. Don't mess with America. And don't try to step into our backyard and cause havoc and steal oil and do all the things that both China and Russia and Iran and everybody else who was playing it with Maduro. I just think it's an incredible stake in the ground that says stay out of our hemisphere.
Well, you know, you hear people like Schumer claiming he didn't have authorization to do this. He didn't ask Congress first. Did he say that once when Barack Obama was hammering the Middle East with cruise missiles or drone strikes or Joe Biden or anybody else?
And why not any of them? I mean, although I did hear Fetterman this morning go on and just praised our military and talked about he didn't understand his own party's opposition to this, you know. But we have captured one of the most notorious, self-proclaimed, violent dictators who was absolutely, I mean, it was so strategically done, both the advance work as well as the actual, you know, military intervention. We could do 10 minutes on just the impact of that and how that sends such a clear message of the power of the U.S. military. We could also spend, I think, a whole segment probably talking about what a complete piece of garbage Nicolas Maduro is, and the fact that the Democrats are lining up behind this socialist as if he's, you know, suddenly their new social, you know, socialist hero. I mean, that's a whole nother story in and of itself. Just his relationships with the China pharmaceutical industry, how he helped pour millions of pills into the U.S. that killed over 200. Think about that for a minute. This is a man responsible, directly responsible, for orchestrating the drug dealing that killed over 200,000 Americans. That is more than the Vietnam War and the Korean War combined.
Wow.
And people are going to defend this guy? I mean, how he drove I mean, think of all the women and the girls in Venezuela that he drove into sex trafficking and prostitution, which is a huge, huge black market that's run by the gangs down there. And you know, it's all funded and supported by Maduro in Venezuela. But that industry came about because of how deplorable their economy became. Women had to do it to eat. You know, I mean, that is people. I mean, when you talk about, you know, the elephant in the room. I love the fact they're all out there waving these Venezuelan flags now,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Where were they? Where have they been for 20 years, right? You suddenly love the people of Venezuela, but yet you ignored the South American nation for how long? The mm-hmm. horrific living conditions, the poverty, the mass killing. I mean, just the narco terrorists who were actively killing thousands of Americans. You didn't give a crap. People didn't give two shots about it, right?
Right.
But suddenly now that Donald Trump has brought their leader to justice, suddenly now they want to wave a Venezuelan flag and show their support for what? The leader?
Well, and it's funny, Dan, I saw something about how Palestinians are upset because everyone's taking down their Palestine flag and they're replacing it with the Venezuelan flag. How quickly they forgot.
They're going to run out of storage room. First it was the Ukrainian flag, then the Mexican flag, then the Palestine flag. Now literally they're going to fly the, and they're not listening to the people of Venezuela. I've yet to hear online somebody who's a native of that nation who had to flee. You know, one third of their entire country had to flee to save their own lives. That's how bad it became in Venezuela. Yeah, it's unbelievable. And yet now suddenly, you know, these leftists want to line up behind Maduro. I mean, pick your heroes. This isn't one of them. It's unbelievable to me that this is the guy they want to put on their poster boards. How'd you like all the professionally made signs? I go, the ink wasn't even dry on those things. I mean, how did they get all those signs made in 2 days? That's what I want to know.
They don't like kings, but apparently they don't mind dictators. Right?
Oh, yeah. I love that whole angle.
And it's the same people.
Yeah, that's a whole other angle.
Well, it's the same people.
And think about this, too. A lot of the people who were supporting Venezuela and mad at what Trump did, had they lived in Venezuela, Maduro would have jailed them over them criticizing the government.
Oh, of course.
Oh, my God. Well, and, you know, in 2021, President Biden up at reward to arrest Maduro, he put a $25 million bounty on the heads. So look there. Trump and our military saved us $25 million from somebody else capturing it.
Have you heard the Sidney Powell angle on this, Dan? Remember Sidney?
Well, I cannot agree more. I think there's way more behind this story that we don't know yet. I think Maduro has names. I think Maduro has been paying off. Dude, I think he's been paying off American politicians. I think this all could come to light. That's why they didn't want him dead. They wanted to bring him to trial and make him roll on all of the people in America who are on the payroll of Venezuela and Russia and China and using Venezuela as the pipeline. You wait. I think many heads are going to roll because they've got this guy in custody if they can keep him. You know, and I think that's why they brought the wife, too. I think this is a tag team duo that very well could flip on a whole lot of people in the United States. And, you know, it seemed like it was a huge political gamble on behalf of him just to bring him back for narco charges. That's why I think there's a much bigger play here. And I agree with her. I do. I think it could go to the elections. I think it could go to some of the drug trafficking trade. I think there's a lot more in this Maduro case than meets the eye.
For people listening who maybe hadn't heard that, I'll play more of it later, but Sidney Powell, back in 2020, connected Hugo Chavez and Venezuela to the very beginnings of the software used to operate these voting machines. And Chavez used it himself to win re-election when he couldn't have been re-elected otherwise, and then he transported it to the United States. The same technology came from Venezuela that were being used in a lot of these voting machines that came up with strange results in the middle of the night in 2020. If there's evidence of that, I'll be anxious to see that come out as part of this. Dan, they also talked a lot about the timing of this, that everything, Marco Rubio said we were waiting for everything to be in place and the right time to go in. I wonder if part of the right time was the fact that Chinese officials had just landed in Venezuela to meet with Maduro that morning, and they snatched him in the middle of the night. So the Chinese show up at his palace, and he's not there.
Oh, no.
You have to wonder. I mean, timing is everything, but that was something else.
I mean, the orchestration of just the parade of him to make sure it was live televised, to make sure he gave him a flyby past the Statue of Liberty. I mean, this is phenomenal. I mean, and then to be able to put him on display for the world to see, saying, if you mess with America, this is the price you're going to pay. We will hunt you down. We will find you, and you will no longer cause havoc in the United States of America. And I mean, I think this whole trial, I think they're going to get an expedited trial. Obviously, he's being arraigned today. But I think you're going to see this thing go to trial quickly. And don't be surprised if a lot more doesn't come into light during this trial. I mean, you know, Maduro's facing life, obviously. He's, if they can get him on some of the wanted murder charges in his own nation, and some, if they can get him directly making the orders. Now, keep in mind, it has to be a crime against the United States. They can't crime, you know, but the trafficking, if he knew that the drugs that were being sent here were extremely lethal, I mean, they could continue to add charges as more evidence is brought forth, or he plea bargains and gives up a bunch of big names and big information over decades of corruption. And I believe a lot of that corruption is going to reach U.S. soil and potentially even U.S. politicians who've been involved with that regime.
And for all these Democrats that are making noise over this, Joe Biden added $10 million to the reward that the Trump administration put on the guy's head. Trump doubled it to $50 million. Wouldn't it be great if Trump could take the reward and distribute it to the military? Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, my gosh. Give it to Delta Force as a little, 2026 bonus. Here you go, boys.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. That would be fantastic. Well, Dan, I'm glad you're feeling better, my friend. Great to have you on the air.
Hey, happy new year. Next week, maybe we'll have even more big news to talk about. This is about as big as it gets to start a new year, though.
It's fantastic. This is normally the dead zone of news coverage, but not with Donald Trump in office.
Exactly. All right, guys, have a great week.
Yep, you too, Dan. Appreciate it. Dan Buck with the Buck Stops Here. Great to get him on here in some fantastic conversation. Kim, what are we talking about today in Kim on a Whim?
Mark, you were not the only one who took some time off about a week or so over the holidays. Believe it or not, a TV station said, hey, you know what? We're going to let our staff off. We're not going to have any newscasts for almost an entire week. And based on the facial expression you're giving me right now, you too are shocked like many people.
Kim on a Whim.
You know, a lot of people are looking forward, they do look forward, I should say, to taking off a week or so over the holidays.
Who,
right?
Me?
No,
yeah.
I wasn't saying any names, Mark Cox, but yes, you, Mark.
Yes, I did have a good time.
Glad that you're back. Some businesses, not often, but some businesses every now and then, you'll see them close for an extended period of time. But I've never, ever, ever heard of a TV station deciding to not broadcast any news for a day even, but we're talking close to a week. This TV station said, you know what? We're going to celebrate the holidays. We're not going to have any newscasts. Listen to this.
We know you're enjoying this holiday season with your family, and we're doing the same here at WVUA 23. That means no newscast December 31st through January 4th. Happy New Year, everyone.
Wow.
And you better believe they got a lot of pushback about that.
We're at WDOA. That sounded like a little old Southern station.
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
There you go.
Now, I should note, this is owned by the University of Alabama. But they do have, they do broadcast to West Alabama and the Birmingham market. So it's not like it's just the university. It's like
KWMU or KMIZ. What is it?
You want to keep trying?
I don't know. What is it?
KOMU.
KOMU.
And Mizzou owns. I liked all those.
Como.
Yeah. So Mizzou owns KOMU, but they still broadcast out just like the other local TV stations in that market.
Yeah, they put on a newscast.
Right. And so same with this station, WVUA 23. Same deal. It's very shocking to me. And people were saying, how can you possibly do that? What if something big happens? Now, some people might respect them for giving their employees off, and that's probably what a lot of these companies battle is. They want to. You can actually earn respect by closing sometimes to show that you have your value system.
I know.
Like, do we like the Chick-fil-A closes on Sunday?
That's not a commercial radio TV station. It's not a commercial TV station.
They still have to sell ads.
Do you think?
100%.
But their ratings must suck. Or you couldn't run nothing.
Well, the ratings sucked for that week because they didn't have any newscasts.
If I'm an advertiser and I paid to have my stuff air on that station and they just eliminated all their programming for a week because it felt good, I'd cancel the contract. I mean, that's just dumb.
Well, and they were still, it looks like, I went to the website just to see if they had any news stories, and some schmuck probably did actually have to work because they clearly were updating their website. So the poor editor who was probably part-time and is, 22 years old out of college, or maybe, I guess, in college if it's university-owned, they're stuck working while everyone else is off.
When you have a news-based program, when you're talking about the news of the day, and you're talking about breaking news like Nicolas Maduro walking to jail this morning, or walking to the armored car to go to jail this morning. If you're a show like that, we happen to be a morning drive. where we talk about news items of the day. You can't do a best of. You can't just assemble some of your best interviews or run them in place of that. It just doesn't work for me. It wouldn't work. It wouldn't work for this show. I know that for sure. So I don't know how a news program, did they just run reruns of Andy Taylor? I mean, what do they run? What do they do for a week? That's crazy.
That's a good question.
That is insane. I don't know how they did that.
Well, that's the thing. You have to cover the big stories. Maybe that is the other problem, though, is a lot of these news stations, and they're adding more and more shows. Like when I was, first out of college, you would have the morning show, you'd have a noon newscast, a 5, a 6, and a 10. And now...
And you worked all of them when you were out of college.
You worked all of them, yes. And now they have, a noon, then they have a lifestyle show at 9, then they have maybe an 11 a.m., then they're noon, then, some stations now have a 3, a 4, a 5, a 5:30, a 6, a 6:30. Like Fox affiliates will have... Oh my gosh, it's like a whole day of news.
A gopher on a wheel.
And no one's watching it. That's the funnier part, is the ratings are in the tank. I mean, how many people nowadays, how often do you have appointment TV when it comes to news, local TV? Really?
You don't. And that hurt them. That's hurt commercial broadcast stations in this country. When Channel 4 used to be number one at 10 o'clock with an 8 or a 9, and then suddenly today, if you're number one at 10 o'clock, it's a 1 or a 2. Like, the overall number of people watching has just dropped because you don't have to wait till 10 o'clock to get the headlines. It's on your phone. It's on other media outlets. It's crazy.
Well, and the other... So, I don't know if you know this, but the CBS News has its new anchor debuting tonight, Tony DeCoppel, right?
Yes. I saw his... testimony this weekend. You see that one?
Well, I don't know.
Go ahead.
I don't know if it's the same thing you're talking about, but there was something he put out. And Ethan, I don't know if you can pull my computer up here on a whim, but he put out some message about, we vow to be, make sure that we're talking to everybody and both sides, and that's the change or the vow we have to you, because they haven't done that. Let me see if I can play this really fast, because it's worth listening to. Hang on one second. Here we go.
As chair, but for me, the biggest difference is people do not trust us like they used to. And it's not just us, it's all of legacy media. And I get it. I get it because I've been hearing about it from just about everybody for more than 20 years as I've traveled America on this assignment or that. My mom's neighbors in West Virginia, my own neighbors in New York City, thousands and thousands of conversations in between. Sometimes people want to talk to me about our coverage of NAFTA or the Iraq.
Okay, you get the point. He's basically saying, look, I get it. We are not always, more or less, we're not always fair. We make mistakes.
Do you think Barry Weiss wrote that script and then Tony DeCoppel read it?
He probably cringed
because
as he was reading it.
It is a sharp departure from the company line that they're fair and balanced. And now we know they're not fair and balanced at CBS and ABC and NBC and CNN, and you like right down the line, MSNBC, none of them are. And him saying that is one thing. Go prove it. I'll believe it when I see it, for sure. Coming up, we'll get to Tanya J. Powers and report on Maduro in a New York court.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.